但是如果真的主耶稣是礼拜二吃了逾越节的宴席，然后被捉拿的话
，and so if the Lord has consumed the feast of the Passover on Tuesday night and he was apprehended，
那你不要忘记中间经过了礼拜三、礼拜四，然后才礼拜五
，then in between there will be Tuesday， there will be Wednesday， Thursday， then come Friday。
那所有这方面的困难通通解决
，that will resolve all our difficulties。
没有什么合法不合法，没有什么不合理的问题。
There's nothing that where is logic or whether it's legal。
所以，如果我们圣经没有读错的话
，and if you do interpret this correctly，
那就是主耶稣的的确确是礼拜二晚上吃了逾越节的宴席。
And so our Lord Jesus should have consumed the feast of the Passover on Tuesday night，
因为他知道他不可能吃最后的。Because
then otherwise he will not be able to partake the feast of the Passover。
如果他不可能吃逾越节宴席，他怎么从逾越节宴席里面重新设立主的桌子不可能
？And so that if he have not consumed the feast of the Passover， he will never be able to institute the Lord's table。
还有一个问题，如果真的在普通一般的逾越节宴席里面来设立主的晚餐的话
，and if it is follow the tradition Passover and he was to institute the Lord's table，
那最后的晚餐一定有羔羊的。That
we know that the Last Supper should have the Passover lamb。
你读三本福音书没有提到羔羊。But
there was no mention of the Passover lamb in the three Gospels。
所以只有可能爱色尼的那个逾越节是没有羔�ang的。
That we know that the essence Passover they don't have the Passover lamb。
因为只有传统的逾越节才会宰杀羔羊。
Only the traditional Passover then they will slaughter the lamb。
那么羔羊既然是 shadow， 既然是影子
，and so the Passover lamb is only a shadow。
而且主设立了最后的晚餐，设立了他的桌子。
And the Lord has instituted the Lord's table。
怎么可能个影子还怎么可能旧约的影子那个羔羊还在桌子上
？How could the shadows of the lamb of the Old Testament lamb still on the table？
所以如果主要设立他主桌最后的晚设立他的晚餐或者设立他的桌子的话
，And so if the Lord was to institute this Last Supper or this Lord's table，
那非常清楚的一定是用礼拜二的晚上
，It must be on the Tuesday night。
那结果呢？你看见说又没有羔羊。 在那里
，and it's very evident there is no Passover lamb。
那么他果然用那个晚上就设立了主的桌子。
And he has used that night, the occasion to institute the Lord's table。
所以如果我们仔细的把这些地方通通读过的话
，and so if we were to read carefully all these issues，
现在最后一个礼拜你要重新整理过。
We need to reorganize the last week。
所以如果你看普通的所谓的这个合餐
And the others are harmony of the gospel。
那最后的晚餐是礼拜四。And
the other references they refer the last supper。
要很多东西就要挤在那个几个钟头之内。And
that many things has to be crammed within that short few hours。
所以这就产生了一些的困难。And
that will pose a difficulty。
所以弟兄姊妹，现在如果我们把这一点弄清楚了以后
，If we have clarified this point，
那么我们现在大概可以把最后的。 我们大概可以把最后的这个一个礼拜，我们稍微排一下就好了。
And so that we will be able to arrange in sequence。
所以等到你们再回去以后
，And so that when we go back，
你们再把这个四福音合唱好好的读过。
Go through in detail the harmony of the gospel。
因为现在都是按照我们所知道的资料重新排过的。
That it is。 rearranged according to the information.
我们给大家手中的资料是重新排过的。
What you have received, the notes of the harmony has been rearranged.
所以你可以 verify， 你可以证明说到底这个对还是不对。
And so you can verify yourself whether this is correct or incorrect.
如果你觉得有什么不对的，你可以告诉我们。
And that if you think that it's incorrect, you can bring to our attention.
但是我们要就着我们所能知道的，我们尽可能照这个，因为是 harmony， 我们尽可能把它排好。
And since it's because of harmony, we need to reorganize them in a correct sequence.
好，所以现在我们大概看一看最后。 一个礼拜是怎么一回事
？Oh, okay. Now that we will look into the events for the last week.
那么第一天当然就是这个玛利亚高主的那一天。
And so the first day is when Mary anointed the Lord.
那是刚好是那天的晚主日的晚上。
And it is the night of the
但是到了早晨的时候，我们知道说主耶稣和他门徒就到了伯法奇了。
And that we know that the second day, the Lord and the disciples arrived at Bethphage.
所以主耶稣就骑着驴子就进到耶路撒冷。
And so the Lord Jesus rode upon the cart and he entered into Jerusalem.
那现在你会碰到另外一个问题。
Now we have another problem.
约翰福音第十二章。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章不是告诉我们说玛利亚用香膏抹主吗？那就是主日的晚上。
And that Mary has anointed the Lord Jesus, and it was a Sunday evening.
然后你根据马太、马可其他的记载，就那天早晨，主耶稣就骑着驴子就进耶路撒冷。
And we know if we trace back, the first three Gospels mentioned that the Lord Jesus have triumphantly riding on the cart into Jerusalem.
然后这里告诉我们第十二节
Verse 12
第二天有许多上来过节的人听见耶稣将到耶路撒冷就拿着棕树枝出去迎接他喊着说何塞纳奉主名来的以色列王是应当称颂的
Verse 12 Chapter 12 Verse 12 The next day a great multitude that have come to the feast when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem took branches of the palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out Hosanna Blessed is he who comes in the name of Lord Jesus the King of Israel
这是礼拜一的事情
This is happening on Monday
主日上午 已经骑着驴子进耶路撒冷
On Sunday he has ridden the cart enter into Jerusalem
但这里所讲的是进耶路撒冷城
Here it tells us that he has entered into the city of Jerusalem, the city wall.
所以现在我们知道了，是非常可能那一天等到那很可能那一天等这个就是或者不是等那天很可能当主耶稣骑着驴子进到耶路撒冷还没有进城墙。
And then it's possible the day when the Lord Jesus rode at the back of the cart.As he entered into Jerusalem, but not the city wall of Jerusalem.
可能是天色已经晚了，或者别的原因，我们不知道。
We don't know by any other reason, or perhaps the day is almost over.
根据马太、马可、路加，我们知道他的确进了耶路撒冷，不是进城墙啊，因为进了耶路撒冷，大家很和善呐，然后主耶稣才看见那个墙的。
And so that it was what the records for the three gospels they mentioned that the Lord Jesus first entered Jerusalem, but it is only when the Lord Jesus saw the city wall then he wept.
所以主日那一天，主耶稣骑着驴子进耶路撒冷，没有错。
And so on Sunday, the Lord Jesus had rode upon the cart entered into Jerusalem.
第二天，他肯定的骑着驴子进耶路撒冷城。
And the second day, it is definite that he has rode upon the cart and entered into the city of Jerusalem.
所以这就是第一礼拜一所发生的事。
And this transpired on Monday.
那礼拜一还发生哪些事情呢？
What can we establish what happened on Monday night?
那我想我们可以很快看一下马太福音就好了。
Let's turn to Matthew.
那么二十一章第十节耶稣既进了耶路撒冷何城都惊动了。
Chapter 21, verse 10, and when he came into Jerusalem, all the city was moved.
所以这应该是礼拜一的事。
And this happened on Monday.
所以礼拜一呢主耶稣进了城以后第一件事接近圣殿。
And so the first thing that Jesus did was to go into the temple and to cleanse the temple.
主耶稣接近圣殿有两次。
There was twice that he cleaned.
约翰福音一次，马太福音二十章又是二十一章又是一次。
And we know the first occasion is in John, and the second occasion is in Matthew 21.
结果啊、，OK， 那么然后呢？关于礼拜一的事情，应该是从马太二十一章一直到马太二十五章，这个通通是那一天所发生的事。
And so,on that, what happened on that day was actually from Matthew 21 right up to Matthew 25.
那么这个通通是在礼拜一那天所发生的事。
And that happened on Monday.
那到礼拜二的时候，我们知道就是最后晚餐那天，就是吃逾越节的那一天。
And so that Tuesday was a Passover, and that was the feast of that was the feast of the Passover.
那么然后完了以后有科西马尼，你还记得吗？就是主设立的晚餐，然后呢有科西马尼，所以就是二十六章 一直到二十六章的第六十八节。
And that it comes to Matthew 26:68.
Yeah. 这个是马太，这是第礼拜二的晚上，礼拜二那天。
And that was on Tuesday after the feast of the Passover, after the Gethsemane, and this was what had actually happened.
所以从科西玛尼被捉拿以后，他只接受的是宗教的审判。
And so when he was arrested in Gethsemane, he has faced the trial from the religious.
所以他被带到亚拿大祭司面前。
And he was brought before the chief and
大的亚该亚面前。
And he was brought before Caiaphas, the high priest.
而且一大早的时候，他七七议会他们在那里开会。
And so one of them were meeting over there.
那么七十议会呢，一共开了两次的会。
In fact, it was they had two meetings.
那么礼拜二那天，他们开了天亮的时候开了一次。
And so on Tuesday morning they have a meeting.
然后呢，到礼拜三
，and we come to Wednesday.
这个圣经就没有提了。
There was nothing mentioned in the Bible.
所以很可能呢，礼拜三他就被滞留在大祭司的院里面。
And so that.On Wednesday, he could have been confined in the courts of the high priest.
因为今天我们在亚该亚那个大祭司的院子里面，我们大家找到他有个地窖的。
That we know, in the cell first that the high priest where his courts there was a dungeon.
所以很可能主耶稣那天晚上，礼拜三晚上是在大祭司院的那个地窖里面或者地洞里面过一个晚上。
And that the Lord Jesus could have spent the night.Have been spent in the night over there.
这个圣经没有提的
，it was not
没有仔细的提的。
The Bible has not clearly explained this.
然后呢，到了礼拜四的时候，我们知道主耶稣被解到比拉多那里去。
And so we know on Thursday he was brought before Pontius Pilate.
所以礼拜四可以说是政治的审判。
That we know that it is now facing the political judgment.
他本来是带到宗室，本来是宗教的法庭。来审判他，现在是政治的法庭来审判他。
By right, he should be tried by the religious court, and now he is facing the political court.
结果不止比拉多审问他，连希律都审问他。
Not only that he faced the trial before the trial of Pilate, but he was also be questioned over by Herod.
后来又被带回到了比拉多的面前。
And that now again he was brought before Pontius Pilate.
所以可能那天晚上，我们的主就在比拉多巡抚的府上过了一个晚上。
And that it could be on Thursday that he has spent the night in the Pontius Pilate's court.
然后到了礼拜五早晨的时候。
And then on Friday morning.
那么这个就应该是应该是约翰福音第十九章那里的故事了。
And that linked up with John chapter 19.
在这里还有一个问题我要稍微提一下，这是十九章还是一个难题，这个普通我们不知道怎么解决它的。
19, we have another issue.
那就是。约翰福音十九章十四节。
That is in John 19:14.
那当日，那日是预备逾越节的日子，约有五正。比拉多对犹太人说：“看呐，这是你们的王。”他们喊着说：“除掉他，除掉他！”然后我们的主就钉在十字架上。
Now it was a preparation day of the Passover, about 6 hours. He said to the Jews, "Behold your king!" And he cried, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them.I shall crucify your king, and he was crucified.
那么这里的难题是什么？是约有五正，是中午的时候。
But now the problem is that 6 hours is about the noon time.
马可福音告诉我们，主耶稣是从九点定到三点钟，这个很清楚的。
The Lord Jesus, Mark told us from, he was hung from 9 to 3.
那么你怎么解决十二点的问题
？How we resolve the noon time?
但是不要忘记，圣经说约有五正。
That the Bible said it was about the 6 hours.
那为什么不讲是从九点？因为问题在这里，这里的秘诀是主耶稣是神的羔羊被挂在十字架上。
Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God. He was hung on the cross.
为什么讲月有五正呢
？That why we say it's about the 6 hours.
因为从中午开始一直到下午三点钟，我们知道逾越节的羔羊就被宰杀了。
That we know from noon to 3 o'clock.All the Passover lamb will be slaughtered.
所以对马可来讲是准确的讲九点到三点。
But according to Mark, accurately say is from 9 o'clock to 3.
但就是神的羔羊来讲，最重要的重点是约有五正。
But we know that for the Passover lamb, it has to be from the noon to 3.
因为主耶稣说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”就是大概那个时候。
And that is where the Lord Jesus cried, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
然后三点钟主耶稣就断气。
And that about 3 o'clock, he gave up his spirit.
那不只是约翰讲约有五证啊，就主约翰还记得第一次遇见主的时候，约有生证，就是下午黄昏四点钟的时候。
And that was the same time, although John had also the 6 hours, but at the same time that, previously, it was at the 4 hours that the John remembered.
所以那个也是大概，那个也是